Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Every warrior has a beginning.
I'm on a new level.
For 600 years, our ninja have brought peace. I need warriors like you. Join us.
What do I have to do?
Every warrior.
That sounds a little different from the G.I. Joe that we grew up with. But Tim Lammers is here to explain this movie. His movie reviews are brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant. You can find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Tim, this G.I. Joe story sounds crazy.
Yeah, it's
and scary.
Different. It's different, Jordana. I mean, look, it is G.I. Joe Origins is part of the Snake Eyes title. So, I mean, after the first two films didn't do as good as expected at the box office and sort of laid dormant for a few years, the franchise is back, but with a different approach, and that is to tell the origin story of Snake Eyes, and in this case, Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow with this film. So, look, I really like the approach. I mean, if the old formula isn't working, you got to try something different. And when you're talking about characters that people love, like Snake Eyes or Storm Shadow, you know, it's kind of cool to take a look back at what they endured in their life and how they, you know, came to be.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this series. Are they Marvel or DC or any relationship, or is this just completely separate?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a Marvel movie, but oddly enough, I mean, you know, remember the G.I. Joe, you know, 12-inch action figures from the 60s?
Sure.
That became a toy line in the 1980s, but that toy line was actually inspired by the G.I. Joe comics, the comic books, which were actually published by Marvel. But no, there's no connection to G.I. Joe and Iron Man and Spider-Man, nothing like that. They just were published by Marvel. But no, I mean, they've grown into an enormous franchise, obviously, with the action figures and the comics and the animated series and video games. And then in 2009, there was that first movie. And the second one came out in 2013 with The Rock. And now, you know, look, if you're looking for a good entry point to the franchise, the story's a bit different than the origin story in the comic books, but still, it's a good entry point for people if they want to start to learn about G.I. Joe.
Good, good. A little bit of little escapism. We all need that.
Yeah, really entertaining. I mean, it's a lot of action, a lot of fighting, you know, ninja stuff like that. You know, so yeah. And I really like Henry Golding. He was in Crazy Rich Asians. He plays Snake Eyes, and yeah, it's a lot of fun, and that's really what it's for. It's to escape, and God knows we need to escape into a theater, or it's going to be very cool this weekend.
Only in theaters, Tim?
Only in theaters, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, go. We went to a theater the other week, and it was a blast. We had fun. We missed going to the theater, so we were glad to get out, and it was great fun. So, next movie is called Joe Bell. Mark Wahlberg will always be Marky Mark to me, so here's what this sounds like.
Hey, Dad, can I talk to you for a minute? I'm getting picked on by these guys at school.
Why is that?
Because I'm not like them.
There's got to be more than that. Why are you like this?
Because I'm different.
That's not an answer, Jay. No.
Because I'm gay.
We won't let nature take its course, all right? It'll work itself out.
Joe.
What?
It's not gonna work itself out.
Never silence your
quiet voice.
What about therapy?
I don't need therapy. They do.
Hmm. Sounds like serious Mark Wahlberg stuff.
Very serious Mark Wahlberg, and he's come quite a long way since being Marky Mark. I mean, he is heck of an actor. Really has a lot of range. Here, he plays Joe Bell. It's the true life story about this Oregon father who in 2013 set foot for a long walk across the country to honor the memory of his gay son, Jaden Bell, because he wants to raise the awareness of bullying. Jaden took his own life, so this is the way to honor his memory. And along the way, it's interesting because he plays out in his mind, and you know, for cinematic purposes, you know, Jaden is taking the walk with him. So we see this terrific young actor named Reed Miller, and Joe tries to reconcile his behavior when his son first came out to him as gay. And as such, I mean, they try to create this father-son bond that they never had. But, you know, everybody needs to see this movie. This should be a movie that is shown in every high school. There are scenes in here showing how Jane was relentlessly bullied that will anger you. And you heard in that clip, too, about how it actually is a principal character from his high school. 2013, only 8 years ago. Were they more or less kind of like, well, you know, I can't be bothered with this, you know. Like, you sure you don't need this instead? You know, trying to, you know, not take responsibility. Those scenes are infuriating. But ultimately, it is such of a powerful movie, incredibly heartbreaking, but again, something that's very important to see.
Where can we see it?
You can see it in theaters, just like Snake Eyes. Yeah, wide variety of different films this weekend in theaters.
Yeah, okay, Joe Bell. And I know we don't have a trailer for this one. I think we can sneak it in. M. Night Shyamalan's movie called Old. Obviously, this will be terrifying.
You know what? It's interesting because the trailer that debuted during the Super Bowl set the internet on fire, right? It was really got a lot of buzz going. People were thinking it's a horror film. Yeah, it's horrifying, but the setup is that there are a group of people on this remote beach. They think it's a tropical paradise, but all of a sudden they start aging rapidly, like 2 years every hour. So naturally you notice with the kids right away, those, you know, they're sprouting up like crazy. And with the adults, it's more subtle, but instead what happens is these maladies that they, you know, were going to suffer later in life, all of a sudden they turn up a lot sooner than that. So they got to find a way to get off of this island. Shyamalan, he did The Sixth Sense. He's been known as a, you know, a guy that really has a handle on suspense and mystery. So it's not so much a horror film as it is this twisty, creepy movie with bizarre elements. It's not the sort of movie that will have you hiding under your bed, Jordana.
Okay.
Because I know
that's good.
Where you retreat to when you, you know, when a horror movie is even mentioned.
You know me.
So, yeah.
You know me. But I might watch this. I mean, that does sound interesting. That, you know, it makes us look at our mortality, maybe. Makes us ask some questions, start some conversations.
Absolutely, it does. And again, like the others, this is only playing in theaters. But again, it's out there at times. I mean, you know, it's just not what you would expect going in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, fans of M. Night Shyamalan, certainly he's put out some great films. Certainly he's put out some stinkers. I think this one, you know, despite my wife's feelings about it, she wasn't as crazy about it as I was. I'm not crazy about it. I think it's a good movie. Not a great one, but a good movie.
All right. Well, we talked about Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins, Joe Bell with Mark Wahlberg, and M. Night Shyamalan's Old, all in theaters this weekend. Tim Lammers, his reviews are brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant, MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Always a pleasure, my friend, full of information.
Thank you very much, Jordana. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk next week.
You and I will talk next Tuesday. Thank you, dear. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Auto Parts.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.